And we're in.
We're and here. We're live in three. I'm here live with Natalie Portman.
Two.
Four. Five.
How you guys?
We have our first guest.
All the kids looking up to Queens.
Doesn't she have like a vocal fry all the time?
She probably does.
I don't see.
Is she Californian? Why? I thought she's Israeli. Why
she
does
is
she have
Israeli.
A vocal fry?
I'm Natalie Portman. Yeah. So, do you want to say a little bit about yourself?
Oh, sure.
You don't have to say your name, though, because we'll keep you anonymous. Should we adjust your voice?
This should be anonymous.
Change my voice.
Yeah. You can be anonymous.
Now blur my face. The camera loves me.
It might be a micro. Here, could you switch microphones just for a second?
You might need to be talking nearer to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but also, it does seem like... Like, you need to, like, have your, like, lips on it. I'll just take the red one.
Yeah, this looks fine. All right. Welcome. Here we are outside in Philadelphia.
Prove it was me.
Philadelphia, pencil. Fucking red state vein.
Squirrel scrocking word.
But I'd rather be all dead in Philadelphia than alive in Maryland.
I'll drink to that. And put it on a bun. Have you ever thought about that?
Put it out on my buns.
I love it.
Out the signal.
No, I don't understand pulling out. That's not a thing.
Pull out on my...
I understand why people pull out for porn.
I haven't been fucked, truly fucked, in years.
And yeah, but you gave that sloppy toppy.
I certainly did.
No, it's because life is fucking. So.
Life is kind of, yeah.
Well, Anna has SLS. Shit, life did drop.
I'm like, I've heard of MLS. I don't know fuckers.
How dare thee.
Major League
ALS? Soccer.
Oh, that's the one, ALS.
Do you think, what if Lady Gaga had Lou Gehrig's disease?
Doesn't she have something?
She's got migraines. She's got migraines. She's on the ad for migraines.
Okay, but she must have something else, because didn't you see Lady Gaga 5'2"? Lady Gaga 4'2".
Is that her disability that she's 4'2"? Talk to Kylie Minogue.
Isn't that really like a little person? Like,
I don't know. She might be 5'2".
No, 4'2", I think...
The legal definition. I don't think she's 5'2". I mean, 4'2". I think she's 5'2".
My grandmother was 4'7".
Damn.
And wait, was I she kind of really, cute?
She was obese as hell.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
So she was just, and she thought she was beautiful.
That's...
genuine.
Isn't
she
that
thought
like,
at the age
she was, like, sitting...
I'm trying to racially profile you, but, like, isn't that one of the characters from the Goddess Ball things?
Everyone's that, small?
I no, Baby Ketchupa, isn't she like really small and super fat?
Yeah.
No, actually,
it was actually,
was actually
cute.
Oh, yeah. She was cute. So like,
but she
so
she was
toes.
Really cute, but she thought she was so beautiful that she shouldn't go out. And
that's amazing.
Because they would
oh,
tempt people.
The man.
Yeah.
They'll be like
at 75 years of age. And I was like,
well,
who's gonna kidnap you? Nobody can lift you. Like,
I,
what are you talking about?
She's
just
non-violently
right
protest.
Yeah. Okay, not that America is like, you know, the rape-free land, but I have heard about
Jesus.
Old women getting raped in India too.
No, not in from where we're.
You've
from.
Heard of this?
Yes, Mom.
So Delhi has a big rape culture. Yeah.
That's wild.
I mean,
they have
bigger
like,
than the U.S.
Rape culture music. That's an actual thing.
Damn.
Where it's like pro rape.
Chama chama.
Yeah. No, people
Gotti,
like.
Gotti.
Mama.
People like right outside of colleges, like all these guys will.
These guys.
Music
these girls.
And like, I mean, most. It's like, so conservative that, well, publicly it's so conservative that everyone's supposedly incel. You're not supposed to have sex.
Damn.
To get married, but we
how
have
do you date? Like as a young woman, what do young women do there?
You just don't tell anybody that you're dating. So,
oh,
like,
I see.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Secrets.
Like,
it would suck so bad to come to the U.S. as a student and being like, oh, I'm away from my hometown, which was not great for many reasons, and then suddenly it's like, oh, this is this is the same in a different way. Like, it's bad.
No, America is just India, but like we're like 700 years behind, right? Maybe 1,000 years behind.
I mean, there's like we're a homogenous people. Like, we're all Indians mostly. Like, we're all looking at Indians. Versus here, you're treated as an Indian versus an American, and right. especially. But straight guys come here specifically looking to hook up with white women.
Damn.
White women do not have.
Where the white women at? Yeah.
You know, but actually, I feel like that's changing. I feel like.
No, that's only once they get a green card and have money.
Oh,
no.
Damn.
Nobody's got.
No, I don't mean like. No, I think that white people in the last like 10 or 20 years, I feel like I've seen a big shift in white people dating outside their race.
Oh, that's true.
Damn.
That's because race. You're all like pretending to be woke.
Well, we also
and
all
also
are disgusting.
And also unfairly, you all are like buying your own bullshit. That's the real. The
what does that mean?
Most Americans are just not aware of the fact that Trump won. Everyone's like, oh my god, how did he? I'm like. Have you talked to the people around you? Like,
exactly.
Like, you work in Pennsylvania. They're racist. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
I can see all of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I can see all of Pennsylvania from here. It's true. Yeah, people are kind of in denial, I think. Or.
Do it.
Because here's the thing. I bought those with the money. And if you start sucking on it, it's going to stink for the rest of its life.
How dare you accuse my mouth of stinking like a witch's hut?
You can, listen, just find a dildo and...
That was funny! I hate myself!
Would you stop?
I just wish I could love myself.
Well, don't be off, but you're born gay, so...
Anyway.
No,
should we do a Nathy Palooza?
Like, I feel like the U.S. is like India in like a much younger version. Like you guys are like 1,000 years in the future of the problems that we're experiencing. Like when people have lived in the same area, like when the like culture has existed for 1,000 years, it gets
maybe yeah.
It's like not actually that different.
Yeah.
But it, like the same problems, just kind of like the more mature version.
I honestly feel so. I hang out with. Gay men. I also hang out with queer women.
Yeah,
and the toxicity of the women group is very similar to India.
Fierce.
The toxicity in the gay men group is America. They're like, those are all fuck or whatever. It's very direct or whatever. Uh-oh. Versus in the queer women, they're like, oh, you dated this other person from way back like 7 years ago, blah, blah. And India they're like, oh, this caste did this thing for like 7 centuries ago,
right?
Like,
oh mama,
like, we're done with
here
that.
We're like the tender, I shot your dad yesterday.
Well, the tender queers,
the tender queers. What a tender queer is?
No,
it's like a young gay or trans person who
does not have a lot of lived experience.
Yes,
of what it means
and
to be queer and
thinks that like kinks are bad because they reflect poorly on the rest of us, and that
like
if
that?
You like dated someone that was
online,
if you dated that. Someone that was like icky in high school, they'll never forget it, and they'll bring it up every time. Like, you must say the queer women are like, oh, but that person dated this person, and they were toxic.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I've actually heard people talk about...
Jaden dated, and Jaden was so toxic.
And then
and
Austin...
was toxic about not knowing this philosophy of whatever. I'm like, girl, I don't know what the fuck that you're talking about. Like, am I toxic now? Like, I'm just
no,
dumb.
But, I mean,
like,
I think gay men are just as toxic, but just... It's just reverse.
And what did they do? She didn't get you the Pokemon card for your birthday.
Oh my god, really?
Or it was like one day late.
Oh my god.
How
really?
Dare they? Yeah. I'll never talk to them again.
Yeah, I mean, I just also feel.
Meanwhile,
straight
gay guys will be like, he had a swastika tattoo, but it was really small.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like,
you know, he raped
honestly,
me.
Oh, Jesus.
Honestly,
yeah.
I've been
but he's not
with
that
racist,
bad.
So.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, the sad thing is I went back because the sex was really good.
Damn.
I
fierce.
Have not done anything like that.
Yes, you have.
Well.
Yeah, I've done worse.
Yes, you have.
Not worse, Mahama.
Speaking of Cocaine Bear, how's Cocaine Bear?
I haven't seen him in person in a while.
Cocaine Bear. The man, the myth, the pole.
Have you met?
No, but I've heard about
him. He would like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he likes girls with some meat on their bones.
Oh, mama. Is he bisexual?
No, he's a chaser.
fierce.
He's a full chaser.
Admitted.
Like, I don't know if he said the word, but...
But, truly...
Yeah. You should milk him for cocaine.
You should milk him, milk his dick.
For cocaine.
He can't.
Oh, what's happening? Is that why he has cocaine?
Well, I don't know if it was a product of that or a result of that.
Wait, why don't... If people don't get hard, why don't they just pop that pill or whatever, like...
The Row.
The Rose Parks.
Also,
get Rose Parks. Did he? Oh, I thought you were saying. Fiercely. I thought you were trying to say that he was a nullo.
Oh,
that
I actually don't know what that means.
That's where you cut off.
Oh my god.
Everything. So you, but and you got no labia, no nothing, like no penis. No,
yeah, it's
so
just
it's
smooth.
Just like a hole.
Yeah.
Just a pee hole.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Some people want that.
Some people love that. But then I'm like,
also,
I guess if you, if you put a rabbit up the ass, you can still come.
Oh my god!
And then it's just a squirt of jizz just out of the. Well, if you don't have balls.
Oh my god! You guys watch way too much porn.
It's not porn. Well, it is sort of porn.
There is porn of this.
But it's not the porn. I don't watch the porn. I'm on the.
This is not. Porn
I'm on the internet. I'm on the website.
I do the research.
I do the. I'm on my Blue Sky. I'm like.
But this is not, I'm not watching this porn. I'm watching other porn.
Oh, today I was down in Old City and there was a protest there. It was like hands off our pussy or whatever. It was actually, I wish it was like that. It was just, it was like 3,000 white people.
Grab them back by the pussy.
10 black people.
No.
And like zero other races. It was crazy. It was crazy. I wasn't at the protest. I was near the protest.
Okay, what were they protesting?
Oh, like, I mean,
it was one of the.
I guess I agree with it.
Like
Elon bad, Trump bad, which is true, but,
yeah, but like,
they're like our streets. I'm like, wasn't it always kind of your streets, white people? Like, what's going on there? It was weird. I mean, we need the white people to do something, but maybe something that's not just walking down the street. Like, yeah. You do that every day. Like, what are you giving up for that? In fact, you feel better about yourself after doing that, I bet. But so these hands-off protests, these like moveon.org or whatever, are organized by someone, an unnamed Reddit user.
No.
Who's called You Evolved Fungi. That's a psyop, right? Or that's like, at least a COINTELOP.
You think that that's Trump is doing that?
No, it's like whoever's
the
doing it.
The deep state.
It's not.
You guys, you might be going to
the deep state
soon.
Wait, what?
Me.
I mean, you'll end up there before us, so.
Yeah. Check
save
out
a room.
Yeah,
save a room.
Make sure we can room with
find
you.
Find the right digs and the right, you know, hookup for us.
It's so horrifically, like, it's. Every horror movie I've ever seen is not even close to. Yeah, exactly. It's like. They took notes. I'm grabbing, they took notes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's just. Sending the people to prison en masse is really bad. But setting them outside of the country is very much an admission that, well, we can't treat.
Why didn't they send them to Guantanamo?
Here, so we need to send them somewhere.
Guantanamo is part of the U.S. Like the bases.
But you know what's I think so wacky? Online or like on like some news or something like that. People like everyday Americans. These like white people are like, "Ooh, boo El Salvador!" It's like. Don't even get me started, bitch. Like, they would boo anything.
They send them to El Salvador.
They're like, wait a minute. Do we like Russia or do we not like Russia? Like,
can you pass the vino?
Yeah. It's so crazy. Oh, my God.
Principe Sagaria.
It's lovely.
So this is podcasting. This is what we do all the time anyway. Like,
I know. And then you monetize it. No, we're not monetizing.
But should we have a topic?
Topic.
I don't know. I'm just enjoying having a dick in my face.
Yeah, right.
So he can suck on it, but I can't.
Well, you were like going around. You were like,
guessed.
Oh. Yeah.
Did I get make a good beauty blender?
Oh, yeah, fiercely. I think that now I'm just like, I do a lot of tactical acquisition where I live in Maryland, by which I mean.
I have no idea.
Stealing from stores.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
Wait, it would... This is all satire.
This is satire.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to do before I leave the town in Maryland where I live, which I won't say.
Something really bad.
I want to go to the Ulta, and I want to bring my purse, and I want to empty out every single small and expensive item and walk straight out the door.
I think you should do it.
Because if they come up to me, I would walk towards them, and they would, touch me like this, and I would fall, and be like, oh, is it on camera? Yeah. And they'd be like, oh, fuck, and then I would just be like, bye. Get in my car and drive the fuck away.
Wait, if you've done the drawing, you might as well monetize that, too.
I know, yeah, we should record it. I know. I fell over in a Petco, a year ago. And I should have stayed down. I should have just been like, there was no sign. It's wet.
You know what we should do? We should plant a few people.
Oh,
we'll beat the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
put the little orange tank top on or whatever they wear.
Yeah.
Or the
I'll dress up in... Oh, my God. I have so much aggression I could get out, too.
Seriously. Do this up now, bitch.
But what we hate about... What we don't like about Ulta is that it's like if you apply and you don't have papers or whatever, they'll be like, hello, ICE. It's fucked up.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. That's why I go to Sephora.
Sephora?
I went to Sephora before this wedding, and I bought some mascara and a little thing of... what's it called? Spray.
Wait, did you dress up for the wedding? I want to see your dress.
Oh my
picture. God! Wait, do you have the picture? She looks so pretty.
I don't know if I have my phone though. Yeah, it was nice. It was a good wedding. Mm-hmm. I don't have my phone. Do you have your phone?
No, I don't. Perfect. What's that?
It's a petal.
Oh, I thought it was kind of release a sweet candy for me.
I wish.
I thought it was like an electric shock thing. You're not being funny enough.
My nipples are wired. Yeah, it was. I could show you what's. I had a phone, but yeah, it was. It was.
Really,
I said it looked good. You know, I realized at the end of the wedding, I was like, I wish. No, I'm so big. It takes I drink 3 glasses of wine in succession, and I feel a little bit tipsy. And then 20 minutes later, I'm like, well, gotta get started again if I want to feel.
I need to try hard liquor.
When I was fat too, I didn't have problems getting drunk at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I weigh 300 pounds though, so I don't know.
I was 200 and something.
Well, it could also be genetics.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're white, so alcoholism is a thing.
It's Irish, even.
Oh, perfect.
It was hard to get drunk at the wedding. It was like.
And it's actually a traditional Irish name.
Yeah.
It stands for. It's Anna Anus.
Oh, God.
Oh, an anus?
Yeah.
I just put anus.
Sorry.
I realized that I was like, what I don't want to do is go to another wedding. What I want to do is just hang out with my friends from college in a non-wedding scenario.
The only time they get to get... Are you kidding me?
It was fun, but you know, I didn't get a plus one, and I'm
Did
not
I
dating anybody.
Did
and...
I tell you who is planning on getting married?
Your brother?
No, my brother's already married.
I know.
Actually.
I was not invited.
I
also was not invited. Bullshit.
I mean, you not.
Did you even bring a plus one?
I didn't get one. That's how I'm gonna rewrite the narrative. I don't know.
That's
if I got
fiercely
one or
crazy.
Not, but I'm gonna retroactively claim that.
So when you get married,
good for you.
You should invite Paul, but not.
No, I'm just gonna invite Ben.
Who's thinking something? Can you tell me?
It's my friend who lives in New York.
That's right. Yeah.
His parents are billionaires.
And they're going to get... billionaires, yes!
Yes, that's exactly...
That's right.
That's exactly right, honey.
They live in one of those tall, skinny buildings on, south of...
The Shard.
Well, that's London, right?
No. No, the Shard is... there's a Shard.
The Shard?
The actual building called the Shard.
Yeah.
That's where I live, the Shard.
The Shard. Well, it's because Donnie keeps boiling ground beef and milk.
He boils the ground beef and milk in a pot that has, I swear, a centimeter of dead, black carbon on the bottom of it. And he puts his...
Like he's getting upset just listening.
I know. He puts his cigarette butts in there.
Oh, my
For storage. And then he empties out and cooks in it. Yeah, he's also, 400 pounds, does not wear a shirt or pants sometimes.
And then
smokes
he
indoors. And when I come home and I come in, he'll, put the cigarette down beside him. But since the windows are not open and the door's not open, the smoke is just
it's billowing towards you.
And I'm like, so I fucking see what you're doing, you bitch.
Because he knows he's not supposed to.
But he does it anyway. It's like beautiful outside. We have a deck. There's a chair.
And he's
in the kitchen. Smoke. I'm like, man.
So they both live at the top of the third floor.
He stinks like piss.
So when you go up the stairs, his door, his room is like facing it.
Always open. And it's lying down, facing the door. Eyes.
He's sleeping facing the door, but but his eyes are open.
It's so terrible.
His eyes are open?
Yeah,
he's bad.
Not us.
His eyes open?
Yeah, we're just like shitting on this old man.
Wait,
he sucks. It's fine.
No, obviously, if someone sleeps with their eyes open, they're possessed. I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's not.
He is possessed.
I think he is possessed. Because sometimes, by a boring religious ghost. He's like, did I tell you? Mama, he does sometimes.
He's like the only
company
he gets.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's really,
well, I like that, though. I think
I know. It's funny. One time I was taking a bath in my horribly small bathtub, which is just, it's like an insult to injury. And I can't, the wall between the bathtub and his room is very thin. And I heard him once proselytizing to no one. He was like, I will be judged by the rage of the wrath of God, or like the blood of Jesus will run over me.
Like giving his own little sermon.
He was giving a sermon.
That's ooh.
It was
does he close the door when he jerks off or whatever?
I don't think this man knows how to jerk off.
I think he can't find it. It's very deep. He doesn't have a...
Wait a minute, if he's 400 pounds, how does he get up to the third floor?
Very slowly.
Oh. He's like, also like...
Wait, he's also shorter than me, though.
First floor.
So the bottom floor is a guy who...
Oh, and you all have the same shared kitchen and whatnot?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That sucks. I was like, it's cheap rent, it'll be great. And then I was like, it's not worth it. And so...
You guys are living together. Thank god. Soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be fierce, mama. We're going to do a menage a trois. What's it?
The folie
a deux, but the folie is a little bit of anorexia. And eating salads.
We're gonna redevelop and then, her eating.
And then we're gonna go to the gym. We do some lifting.
I will say.
Yeah.
Arun was negative about me living with you.
So.
Did you put? Oh my god.
I just wanted to create drama. Was like, oh, you're taking another baby bird or something like that.
No, you definitely have a type. Come on.
Which is why.
Do you want me to call out every single person that you've dated?
No, just.
Because literally, I mean, so I know that you guys are not dating, and you guys actually have, well, you seem to be providing something to Jamie.
Well,
but
I mean, we're splitting rent. It's not 50-50, but.
No, I don't mean just like rent. I mean like, you know what I mean.
We're going to work on our projects.
Yeah. Exactly. And also like, they need help. And so that's fine. But a lot of times, like, okay, not the current partners, but the previous partners, for sure, it was like a full-on project. Like, I feel like, why don't you just breastfeed them? Like it's way too much.
Because I don't have any breasts. I'm an A cup.
I guess that makes sense. But I just feel like, Jamie the other day was like, I think we're gonna ruin our relationship? And I was like,
you already were.
If you came into my room, broke open the door, slapped my face, and screamed fag at me, I would be like, hey, so do you want to hang out? Like, what could you do? Like, we're not.
No, well, also, I feel like ever since it was, honestly, it was when you dated your 20-year-old trans mask boyfriend.
I know.
Around then, we started fighting.
Ooh.
I was really happy that you were dating someone. I wanted to let her fly the nest, but we also just like started fighting more regularly.
What about?
But nothing, zero. Well, now when we fight,
I thought some of the fights were like, I was like, oh, this sucks and I hate it and I don't know what to say, and you're like, you need to say something.
Oh, I got it.
Like,
so they were pushing you into doing something you were not ready to do yet.
Well, sort of, yeah. But then fiercely, I mean, I don't want to talk about it, but I did fiercely break up with the person.
Yeah.
You're
like a avoidant personality. I am. I know this from.
I think the fighting, it coincided. I think it was a like kind of like a manifestation of just more tension being in her life. And yeah. probably more tension being in my life, because that was when I was working.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, the horrible, horrible job.
And so...
Which one? The charter school?
Yeah.
It was actually a public school.
Public school.
The Northeast one?
Yeah, yeah. It was
the Houghtonville School of Minecraft and Misery.
No. Yeah, we didn't live in... Yeah, it was in the Northeast, though.
Oh, okay.
But, well, not really. It's barely.
Well, that was miserable for you. So, I would...
But, so, we were fighting all the time, but so whenever we would fight, we would just laugh. Yeah. It always, like, became sweet. Funny. Like,
yeah.
It was, like, we would fight, but, like, the anger always dissipates for me into, like, hilarity.
What like, did you guys laugh so about? Like, how did... I want to see an example.
We laughed and laughed.
No, I, my aunt laughed and laughed.
To see the calf run down the path in mid-half.
Like... My aunt laughed and laughed.
Well, I don't know. You'd be like, this job is so bad and no one will help me. And the students are evil.
And I'd be like, I'll kill you.
Yeah, or something like that. But like...
Okay, I get it. I'm not funny.
When we lived in South...
No.
See, there are a lot of what we really liked about living together in South Philly is still true. And what made it hard has changed and gotten less bad. Well, I was fucking waking up every night at like 2 a.m. from rape nightmares and peeing the bed. And I wasn't raping.
That's how you know you're not a man.
Yeah.
You weren't afraid of rape.
I wasn't afraid of it, but I was afraid of it. I'd be up and I couldn't fall asleep and I'd be shaking and Jamie didn't have a separate place to fuck people at our place. And
you were like in a one bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
We were sleeping in the
same room. And it was like cold. It was carpet. And I was just like sort of suffering and Jamie was like helping me a lot, but like it was a lot.
Yeah.
And then I got help, and it took fucking 4 years, but I'm back. And we both grew. I just feel a lot, like, I think things are a lot different. We're a lot more cognizant of our own stuff.
Living with someone, you could, like, something bad happens and you ruin your relationship. It could have. It sounds plausible, doesn't it?
It does sound plausible, but it's not likely, I think, at this
point. Oh, you could also cross the street and get hit by a bus, Mom.
Oh, God. I just had a really bad prayer.
It's also like we cooked every weekday. We ate well.
Yes, this was something that was really useful for
hung out with people. We had fun. Our place was it was not like a disaster or anything like that.
I'm gonna kill myself.
What?
Why? You have to pee or poop or what's happening?
No, you just call my place a disaster.
That's not true.
Well,
have you seen my room?
Actually, that said, my place is also
a I've got freaking trans.
I feel like our places are all the same amount messy, just with the same amount of stuff. Well, actually, you have less stuff than us. But, like, we have the same amount of stuff.
I have
just
less
yours is
stuff
just packed
and more
in the-
space.
And you have about the same amount of stuff that I do, but just in one room.
We're also moving. We're going to be in the same neighborhood, which we really like. We're going to have each our own bedrooms. There's a nice bathroom. There's a gym. There's a cafe. There's a front desk. They take the packages.
Lovely.
There's two elevators. There's no steps.
Lovely.
A lot of things are being simplified. We have tons of lovely stuff in the kitchen. We like to cook.
This is a problem that you have. You don't cook. And then you try to start.
We do sometimes.
And then finally eat a lot. And then puke on someone's dick.
Okay, well, when I'm puking on someone's dick, I'm
they
not puking up the food.
And what are you puking up?
Just like...
The vodka.
Oh, I feel like you're hoping...
The tequila.
Or something. Or your self-respect.
No, it's like I make sure that I don't eat a significant amount of time before I'm gonna seriously, like, deep throat someone. I don't want to be, like, throwing up chunks on them.
Oh, my.
So I just I don't know how many hours before. I just, like, make sure there's nothing in my stomach so I don't actually throw up food. So it's just, like... the, like, kind of liquid and, like, snot, you know? That, like, kind of mixture. And, like, I don't know.
You know, I just realized I wish I hadn't broken up with my best friend because this
Monica
would be torture for her.
Oh.
Monica to Monica.
Yeah, that's her name.
Monica
Beverly Monica
Hills. So, I just feel like being worried about it, I mean, it's fine, but
you're
I just
like,
don't...
You're like, oh, it proves that you don't have... You're accusing me of not having faith in you.
My current living situation is fucked.
Yeah.
And it's happening. Like, I'm doing okay.
But I'm
us living together will be better in every way. Every way.
I'm just a very sensitive person.
Oh my god, bitch. So, next subject. Okay. New rule. No more talking
remix
about
remix.
No.
I was in love with a Sagittarius, and he blew my mind. He also had a flip side.
Yeah.
Too much like a Gemini. He was freaking like. Sorry. What should we talk
it
about?
Sounds like bipolar.
What, he was freaky like a Taurus? No, or
like Gemini.
He but you had a flip side.
Oh, the Gemini.
Wait, so do you have bipolar or no?
No. No.
Maybe that should be like a code name for bipolar now.
Mm. Oh, she was a Gemini.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm Capricorn. Cap, Libra, Cap, or whatever. I don't know. That stuff is like weirdly conspiratorial anyway. I don't know how I feel about that.
Astrology?
Yeah.
I kind of...
I also... I was like... I was like, is magic... Is spiritual out? Is magical real? And then recently I've just been like, nah, everything's so fucked
up. But we think the blood magic is real.
Yeah. Come see our film. Yeah. So I wait until my cycle gets to a certain point and then I'm like... Eh.
What film?
We're working on a film.
Because we're starting a cult.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. But we're also working on other projects. Like, where we could, if when
both
we
both of you are subs.
Yeah, we're subscribers.
Yeah. Like and subscribe.
It's your own bullshit.
We're not fucking each other. We're just.
Yeah, we're
no,
not.
No, I know, but like Nicole, doesn't the person who runs the call have to be a dom?
I don't know.
We're not gonna actually. We're laying the groundwork for the ideology of a cult.
Also,
someone else will come and take over.
We were trying to collaborate yesterday, and it got to the point where we were like, "Will you let me finish?"
That sounds like Jamie. Yeah.
I feel attacked.
The answer is no.
So.
Oh my god.
So what else is going on in Philadelphia these days, you know?
I have to say, the people I hung out with yesterday were not as funny as you guys.
Damn.
Yeah, but were they?
That would be so tragic for them.
They were richer, probably.
They're richer, that's for sure, yeah.
A little richer.
A little Richard?
Not a little Richard. What if I opened my... I pulled out of my pocket and I opened it up and it was a little Richard. Little Richard.
Little
Richard. Like, really small. It's little Richard with the rings and like the... Ah! Love me.
Every the fifth.
So last night we, We got a little drunk.
Again.
We got a little drunk.
We went to Renata's kitchen. We did.
Wait, aren't you currently drunk and high? Anyway, go on.
No.
I'm getting there.
I'm having fun.
Yeah. I got a little drunk. I love that.
We
Trixie.
Fell into the K-hole.
Trixie literally is like, I'm drinking again.
Oh.
But last night.
Did you stop drinking at some point? Because of...
Can't remember.
Partially, I think because she wanted to lose weight, right?
No, she didn't want to lose weight. She lost weight because she was, like, mentally ill.
Oh.
Was she on a Zempic?
No, but people thought she was on a Zempic. She
that's
was
iconic.
Just...
Did
she,
you see
this was before
theater?
Struggling Drag Queen... Struggling Drag Queen takes a break.
Aren't all drag queens kind of struggling?
That's true.
Yeah, but anyway, we
even if you're crazy rich.
We went and had some lovely food at this place.
Which place?
Went to Renata's.
Oh, been there, done that.
I thought it was pretty
good. Go to the NTN Cafe.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yes. Fierce.
Will you pay for us?
No. I'm savings.
Fuck.
I have to save.
So you can flee.
Like, I'm not just that, like, my husband is checking my credit card to make sure
my
I save.
God.
Well, I thought you were the dom.
Yeah.
Not when it comes to money.
Fin dom, fin sub.
Fin sub.
No, fin sub, yeah. With my own money.
How do I find a fin sub?
I think you have to, like, dig deep into the grinder.
You
like,
really have to be... you have to be an expert.
Did someone say boop at us?
Yeah, the child over there.
There's a child over there?
Yeah.
A child.
No.
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 Oh yeah, I see the child.
So what is going on in Philadelphia these days, you know?
What's going on in Philadelphia? Who even knows?
It's hot as hell in Philadelphia. Actually, it's really nice.
It's actually really nice.
It's really nice.
I thought it was going to be hot, but...
Who knows how long this will last?
I feel like we had a sports experience. We won the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl.
You had a sports experience.
Because of the weather? What are we talking about?
No, we won the Super Bowl like a while ago. That happened.
In the city.
Oh,
whoa,
Philadelphia.
That Temple student died from flipping off of doing a flip.
That wasn't even at the...
I know, it was a playoff.
Super Bowl. It was just so sad.
The Temple student died because of what?
He was like jumping
a
on
gymnast.
A,
he did a flip off...
on a telephone pole and he like did a flip off on a like banner died. And then he died.
He fucking...
celebrating the...
telephone pole.
No, he just was being stupid.
Oh.
It's like Temple gymnast does perfect 720 flip and fucking dies.
As celebrating the so Eagles perfect. Getting into the playoffs.
It's so wild.
Oh my god. Not even dedicate the win to him or something.
No.
Stupid.
They said
Temple, UPenn maybe.
What else? Oh, UPenn is
when did they get,
bending the knee.
When are they gonna make fucked up. When are they gonna make a boner pill that just fucking kills you?
A what?
When are they gonna make a boner pill that just fucking kills you?
A what?
A boner pill that just fucking kills you. Like the Roche box is three kinds of boner pill. It's sildenafil, tadalafil, and then like cocaine.
This is the thing, as a foreigner, how do you people know so much about drugs? Like you
can I have a sip of wine?
I know people who haven't like passed high school. Talk to me about what Adderall is made from and how it was discovered and what works.
We're
on
very
brain.
Enterprising.
How is
people,
like, this is not in which
the land of opportunity.
People have a fetish for drugs in this country because you can't just get them when you need them. I don't know why that contributes to it.
No, it's not even that. Like in India, we get high and off of like
what?
White out. And like we're like
no, but that's
Huffin.
How it is in rural,
like
rural America.
Huffin.
You know, I think it's this is a common human experience of drugs and alcohol, and is that people love their substances no matter what culture they're in.
Yeah.
And in most cultures, there is some socially acceptable and some non-socially acceptable drugs. Mm. But in places where socially acceptable drugs are not available to people, say you're a teenager or you can't afford drugs or whatever, or no drugs are legal in your country or state or wherever, you'll find other means to do so. But like, it's just that rich people in America have greater access to all kinds of illegal and legal drugs, and more drugs are legal for rich people, and the poorer you get, the more drugs are illegal for you, because like Eric Garner got killed for having loose cigarettes, you know, like
this is true.
I feel like that was very wise. Thank you.
Who?
Eric Garner.
Oh, I thought you said Aaron Carter. I was like, didn't he have candy? Dark.
Dark.
Do you have any news for us, Miss News?
Oh, this is true.
You news hound?
Give us some gossip, and if you don't have
what's going on at William Way?
Yeah.
Both of you know the tea.
I'm mad about peer counseling. I think that William Way doesn't take us seriously.
Ugh.
And I don't think they care about our well-being, and they don't think we're part of the William Way community. That's the sense that I get.
I'm pissed that William Way had to take money cut because they hosted some leather function. Fetterman defunded them or something.
That's
like that.
Well, Fetterman is pure evil, and everyone.
I don't understand.
Like we really signed up for him, and it's. Ooh, can I have one?
Yeah, he went from cargo shorts to
he
something evil. I don't know.
He loves Israel.
You love Israel. You love McDonald's. Oh, there was this guy I was texting with.
On Grindr.
On Grindr in Maryland. And I was in, like, Rockville for something.
Do you guys pay for Grindr?
No.
No.
Isn't it? You said it's unusable.
It is
kind of unusable.
Then why do you guys still use it?
Be- Because literally, what other app am I supposed to use?
Scruff. I've been on Grindr since I was 18.
Scruff and...
Scruff.
And the other one.
But there's like no... The thing is, like, the T-girls are on Grindr. The weird T-girls are on Grindr, and that's who I'm looking for.
Really?
I mean, a field. You could go. We could go there.
But that's
also paid. We could go to Bumble.
Bumble is such a fucking stupid piece. Every Bumble woman that I see is like, haha, I look 14, but I'm actually 27, and I love to travel and the office.
As opposed to what, Grindr? Here's my hole? Like,
well,
you prefer
where did you meet your trans-mess boyfriend?
My ex, Bumble.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
That lines up.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Bumble, it was just like, yeah, I don't know. I can't. Oh my goodness.
Is Bumble the one where, like, one person can reach out to the other person, but
where men can't reach out to women at first?
Yeah, but it gets Bumble. Really
what does
weird.
It do if you're transsexual?
It's very weird. If you're non-binary,
non-binary. Yeah.
If you're non-binary, they don't let you reach out first, I think.
Because men could sign up and pretend to be non-binary?
I guess. I think they do because I see them and it's like...
Well, couldn't men just sign up and pretend to be women?
It's like...
This is true.
They
always have that option.
Yeah, it's like also like when they're like trans, people are going to pretend to be trans to sneak in a bathroom. Cis men can do that. Cis men can dress up as... Like there's nothing stopping them. That's not what makes someone trans. Someone who lives full time as a woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's like,
Mama, let me tell you something. The people who are trying to get into the bathrooms are gonna continue to get into the bathrooms.
They're already in the bathrooms. It's a priest.
Like, yeah.
That's right. Or, a priest. You know what it is? It's people aren't.
Is it very good?
People are not sexually assaulting children randomly in bathrooms. It's happening in their schools. In their churches.
In their bedrooms.
In their, yeah, exactly. It's happening with people who know them.
Who they know. The kids know.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just a tool that's used to like.
Yeah. To scapegoat.
Win elections.
Yeah.
To scapegoat a problem onto people.
To distract so that they can like loot the country or whatever.
They're trying to form an ethno state. So this is.
There's like right now there's like three factions under Trump. We don't have to talk about this, but there's the Elon Doge faction.
Psycho.
There's the Project 2025 people, who already got rid of abortion and are doing all that stuff, like the SAVE Act. And then there's the immigration people with Stephen Miller.
Stephen Miller.
2025.
He's like a separate contingent because he was in the first Trump administration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and what is
Trump
he doing now?
The wall from.
He's currently immigration.
They really gave up on that wall, didn't they? Well, we built
sending citizens.
We built 24 meters of the wall, in a place where nobody crosses.
The wall. I mean, it's because the wall was just another story.
Also, something that was very disturbing.
They should have just used AI to build the wall.
This is kind of creepy and related. At the protests, which I was not at or part of, but was nearby, there was a section of it that was going. USA. And I was like,
no,
this is a psyop.
I think that this will never happen, but I think we need to abandon the Democrats, and I think we need to abandon the idea of the United States as it is right now. Like, this is not a functioning country. We need to rethink this.
Yeah, us or leave. I dreamed of a flat in Siena on the Market Square.
I dreamed of a flat in Siena!
That's right.
Sorry, I peaked the levels.
No, you're good. But yeah.
No, but I think...
I'm amazed at the energy that you have. Because we worked out, and I'm like...
I feel like
crashing.
Shit. But the cigarette's really feeding
me. No, it's also like a dick in your hand. I think it's really got you going.
Zoo, 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 zoo. I like penis.
I just think that like...
I've heard.
It's kind of a wrap here in this country. Like, I think we're...
Well, what do you think is going to happen? Like, it breaks up into a bunch of different states?
So,
just become an authoritarian regime?
My most optimistic dream is that, like, the Republicans somehow fail to form their dream ethno state.
Well,
in 2040, by 2050, white non-mixed white will be a minority, and the Republicans will lose forever.
No, I think that's like all of this is that's moot. The problem in the very near future
is that we have a dictator.
It's China. It's there.
Why should we be worried about China?
We're not worried about China. What I'm saying is we're hurting towards a world where there is going to be war. 100%. The question of war.
China has truly been even just tangentially part of one war in the past 50 years, and the United States has been part of every war. No.
You think we're going to go towards World War III?
No, I don't necessarily. It could be like a Cold War Part 2, or it could be like other thing. But there is going to be a very clear. We were so far, supposedly, in a cooperation phase of an international bilateral, whatchamacallit.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to a direct competition phase. And so that's going to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
For a short time, and then of course climate change. So then after that, like I don't think there's a question of the ethno state or where, like all of those things are like secondary.
I see.
Where, like those are problems I'm sure will happen, but those are not going to be a main problem.
So maybe DC will just flood forever and we'll be done with it.
Flood the swamp.
Ooh, flood the swamp. Flood the swamp.
That should be the new, like, yes. The new thing is the independent party that should be called Flood the Swamp.
I wanted to start, that was my thought, that was my first thought. We need to start a queer liberation party or something.
Maybe. Just you saying those words, you have a spot in El Salvador for you.
I'm thinking I'm writing a short story where.
Big dicks there?
They do.
Okay, then I'll be.
Yeah, but not in the way that you want. So,
Yeah, what does that
you mean? Like?
15 inches long and 1 inch thick.
Is that like a broom handle?
Oh, no, it's kind of like if you're getting a colonoscopy.
Who is this 15 inches long?
I don't know. I want to write a short story about how, like, a group, like, cutting off all electricity and communications and then detonating all of the U.S. nukes where they lie. I think would be fierce.
The world would be ended.
Right, but...
Literally.
If any nuke detonates,
there will
be retaliation.
I mean, if nothing else, Iran.
But if you detonate all the U.S. nukes at the same time, they won't have any to launch.
No, but it's not... other countries would be like, we're...
They have to.
Like, the U.K. would be like, we need to... We're using this to nuke Iran or...
I forgot.
So it was like, ooh, give me.
Mutually assured destruction, not mutually assured masturbation.
No, it's
sounds really hot, though.
I think it's good.
Mutually assured masturbation, because, like, just the very existence of it, even if we, like, even if it's, like, an accidental detonation, like, people will use the opportunity of any nuclear detonation to bomb the places that they don't want to. So say they explode where they are.
What I think it's kind of
New York City is going to get a nuclear bomb.
I see. You know? What I think I like is that Canada doesn't have any nukes. I want to go there.
No, but
Canada's not that much better.
No, Canada doesn't have any nukes because they were relying on America to do this stuff. Now that America's they hate each other, they're going to now invest in nukes. Literally, that's the next going to be on the next thing on the agenda. Like,
damn.
Same thing with Europe. Like, a lot of Europeans are like...
But the Canadians are like, sorry, mate. I accidentally enriched some of this plutonium, eh?
Wait, what's the biggest bomb? Is it the...
What's the biggest bomb?
We're going to be dead anyway, whichever bomb they explode. Like, what difference does it make if it's a big one or a tiny one? Like, remember, like, he was going to explode a hurricane?
Oh my god, that sounds like RFK.
No, it was Trump.
Oh my god.
With the Jewish space lasers.
Jesus Christ.
No, this is like a legit.
The Jewish space lasers.
Nuke a hurricane.
It's, do you think you know what that's.
Whatchamacallit really believes all that shit? Or is she just saying.
Oh my god. Marshayla.
Margaret Taylor Johnson.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Nuking the.
Who knows anymore?
Nuking the.
You say that? That's embarrassing for you.
Nuking the hurricane is like. Nuking the whales. It's like, gotta nuke something. Like, this is so crazy.
We're gonna nuke the moon.
No, this is a grown adult.
Would you miss it? I can't imagine.
This is a grown adult with power who is asking this valid question and had to be convinced to not do that.
crazy.
Well, I think he'll, part of it is that he will just say
like
whatever.
If someone worked like that, bullshit. Cancel that.
I can edit it out. Yeah, no problem.
At my work, someone like that worked at my work, I would, or it was my manager, I would like report them to HR right away. Like, I'm like, we're in danger. Like, he's talking about nuclear weapons in a serious way.
Yeah, but like, I think, well, you have to like take everything Trump says as like reality TV entertainment.
No, this wasn't reality. This wasn't at Pentagon. This was private. It was released afterwards.
Wait, what?
As a real thing. Yes.
He was like, well, can't we just nuke him?
Yes. This is, and then had to be walked down from a ledge, walked back from a ledge or whatever to not nuke a hurricane that was coming.
That's not good.
I want to invent a little...
How is that stupid? That's what I want to know. Like,
it's crazy.
I don't know anyone that stupid. And
well,
I know
I think
stupid people.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, to get that rich, you have to be a little, like, stupid. Because, like...
No, I know rich people who are, like, completely unaware of reality, but not, like, stupid. You know, like...
Yeah, I mean... I have
actual imbecile.
Yeah, completely.
You don't think it's an act? You don't think that
he's acting in private?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
I mean, he could be for all I know.
I mean, oh god, it's
well,
so it's hard
Cuba
to imagine.
Donald Trump or Elon Musk? Elon Musk.
No, I think it's Donald Trump.
Oh yeah, unfortunately, they seem to be sort of like perfect for each other, and that they're both like.
You know who's
well, absolutely
really upset?
Idiotic.
Who's really, really upset about this current administration?
Mark Zucky?
No, my father.
Oh, sure.
Because his like he's just like a true blue capitalist, and he never thought Elon Musk would do this. I was like, girl, what are you talking
what?
About? Like,
that's so funny.
Also because yes. He's read like WhatsApp forwards about how Elon Musk has done this, and he's a self-made man. He didn't know that he has Nazi ties and came from where is it like
South
Latinum.
Africa.
Yeah.
He was the Emerald Mines.
That's so crazy. That's Dr. Eggman. Like, you mean the Chaos Emeralds. It is wild, though, that we talked about this before, though, right? That, like, it seems like the leadership has kind of skewed from capitalism forward to, like, oligarchy, like, theocracy, whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's partially the fault is Reagan and then neoliberalism, which is, I would say, a response to Reagan.
This is true.
But so we can lay the blame at their feet. Like, this was inevitable that, like, neoliberalism is just incredibly weak to fending off fascism, oligarchy, and authoritarianism.
No, I think if there was a legitimate multi-party system in this country, it would just be bad.
Yeah, but
of course we don't.
Part of the problem with neoliberalism is that it remade the Democrats to be so functionally
no, but that's
much
because
less,
there was no alternative.
Yeah, well, but much less distinguishable from the Republicans.
Yeah.
It was more of an alignment of the two.
Yeah, no, but that's because there's no multi-party system. Like, if Bernie was a legitimate like contender, Democrats would have to triangulate a different version of themselves.
Well, the thing is that Democrats and Republicans both engage in kind of, I would say, suppressing
voter turnout.
Voter turnout and people and like, I mean, the Democrats, I feel like, have a really tight grip on a lot of minority communities. I'll say they do on
well,
the queer community, and they also are very good at laying the blame at minority community. You guys didn't show out enough when it's clear that we all did. The people who didn't show up were disenfranchised, and white people, white straight men and women, like, were the biggest voters for Trump, like, before, you know?
Yeah. Not this time around, though.
I mean, they were still the biggest, but...
I mean, obviously, yeah,
but
he
like
ruined every other...
He, like, yeah, well, I... but
literally
I,
every other.
Except for women.
Black
right?
women.
Yeah, black women. Yeah. But also, but Latino women, like,
no,
he grew with them. I'm going to kill myself. But I think the one thing that we have to remember is that they have made this very, very big tent but the way that they are tied together is not without its cracks. You know, like, you can even see the tension between Trump and Elon. Like, Elon has very much inserted himself in there, and there's already growing tension. Like, I feel like I used to be very worried about Elon. I actually think he's going to be the least of our troubles. Not the least of our troubles,
no,
but...
we don't know. Like, we don't know what... So the fact is,
I think he's, like, being too stupid and overt, and I think Trump will get rid of him.
Well, that's true.
In an effort to appease people.
No, but that's definitely true. But what is probably going to happen... Actually, I've been listening to another podcast about this.
So you're a podcast listener.
Yeah. I'm outed. But...
Podsafe from America?
No.
Okay, good.
Philosophy. International politics.
Philosophy tube.
The thing that is next, apparently, what was probably going to happen is that oligarchs and techno oligarchs are going to support Trump and Trumpism or whatever.
They
whatever
already do.
Comes. No.
Like, Zuck and Bezos?
No. But what I mean by that is, like, they are the next phase, like, theoretically, what's going to happen is that there's going to be an attempt to, like, do away with, you know, democracy as it stands right now.
Oh, okay.
And that they're going to support that because they, oligarchs...
Oh, yeah, I believe
benefit
that.
...benefit from...
But where... So why is that what's going to happen next?
Because that is the... So, for example, right? So the idea being that we're in this great, like, tension between China to win the AI war, so to speak, right? To... End quotes.
That's
so
ChatGPT the other day told me that it was like the 13th and it was like the 17th. So,
oh really?
I think we're kind of like we're a little cooked.
No, but it's like a PR campaign, and they're gonna use that to say that we're gonna have to suspend democracy for a little bit,
so that martial law, to beat China in the AI war.
Correct. And so they want to do that.
Just send me to the Yaki mines.
To the what mines?
To the Jeffree Star Yak mines. Or Yaki mines?
This is like Star Wars or something. Honestly, yeah, I'm kind of into that. Like, I watched Andor, I was like, ooh.
It's good, I've heard.
Kind of, like, it's kind of pretty. Like, I kind of like that. Like,
Interesting, yeah. I mean, I just feel like the speculation that I've seen hasn't been extremely convincing. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump was like, The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of my interpretation of the Constitution, and this segment of it lets me basically rewrite the rules as however I want. So I'm not even going to have to run for election. I'm just going to stay president.
Yeah, I think that...
No, typically what happens, and this is, you know, I'm from India, Turkey, all these other places.
Yeah.
What they do is they'll have, like, Putin does, which is, like, an election where people, if you vote against him. Or similarly, like, they call it booth capturing in India. Where just, like, capture the booth, and then you're not going to be allowed to vote. Your vote's already got cast. So, stuff like that's probably going to happen. So, there will be elections. It'll just be
just
not fair.
People will either not participate or they will participate.
And there will be no avenue for the people to, like, actually, like, behave in such a way that actually does demand or require change, right? Like, what are the...
No, you can't request it because then you'll be disappeared.
I see.
What about a general...
But what about all those white people walking in, like, Old City?
Not work.
I mean...
Me on a general strike at Hope, like, switch.
Do you already not work?
I do work.
We do work.
We do work. How long have we been recording for?
About an hour. We can
should we
wrap up
as your podcast,
Matthew Peluso.
Do you have any media that you would recommend to our listeners? Like movies or... I got the Criterion Channel.
You did not?
Yeah, I do.
Give me password. I want it.
I don't. I'll try to. I'll see if I can.
Right this minute, I want it.
Not on pod.
On pod, yes. Yeah, like, I don't know what kind of... So my favorite movie is called A Separation by Asghar Farhadi.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that is kind of interesting because the movie's not necessarily about, like, autocracy and stuff, but it's set in Iran.
It's about a divorce during...
Oh, damn.
Like, under oppressive regime.
So the beginning, the first scene is the wife is trying to convince her husband to either grant her divorce or come with her to America because they got a green card. They won the green card lottery.
Oh, damn.
And the judge is like, why do you need to go? And she's like, it's horrible here. She's like, why is it horrible? And so she can't say anything. So that, and so she doesn't get a divorce and she has to get rid of the green card.
That's devastating.
How the movie starts.
That's devastating. There was that.
I'm intrigued. I'll watch it.
The Seed of the Sacred Fig. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh, there's another horror movie from, I think somewhere, maybe Lebanon or some other place like that. It was in one of the Oscar thingies last year. Oh, speaking of disappearances, the one that won the foreign film is, I think, Brazilian, and based on a true story about I'm Still Here, something it's called.
Yeah.
It's about this woman whose husband just disappeared. It was like an opposition leader. And
Colombia.
She's still voting, like looking for him. And like, it's, you know, been forever.
Damn.
But so your favorite film is okay. What's your
favorite Separation.
Book?
Oh, no. But there's another one called The Act of Killing.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I know
Maybe
about
we
it.
We should be like doing cheerful recommendations to sort of distract ourselves from the reality.
Maybe.
But honestly, we have enough help distracting ourselves.
We literally just did this whole podcast.
I have a recommendation for something that's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, give me.
Netflix released the 7th season of Black Mirror.
Oh, is that good?
And it's bad.
Oh.
It's
so fucking bad.
I just feel like
the first episode
has actually been bad the whole time.
It has. Well, the first
Except for
there
the
were
pig
some
fucking.
I like the one
pig
that,
fucker.
I like the scary robot dog. I like that one.
That I don't
were,
remember
that
the
one. Stakes were high. This the first episode, it does have Rashida Jones in it and she's fierce. She's been doing like one episode of a science fiction show and fucking dying, which I think is fierce.
That's gotta be.
It happened
Wasn't
in the Silo too.
In Black Mirror too.
Yeah, there was.
That was a good twist. I like that twist. Sorry. Go ahead.
Damn, I don't remember that episode. Probably for a good reason.
No, there was nothing like.
It was like he was being coerced by the robot
to do
shit, and
but it turns out
they were blackmailing him because he had.
Little
to
child.
CP.
Yeah. Oh my, that's not
but
so
he was
good.
Himself a child. So then.
Yikes.
So then we don't. Wasn't he a child? Or was
he was
a
like
teenager?
A teen.
I know someone who's a lesbian whose wife was first gig out of social work school working with minors who abused other minors.
I could never do
and
that.
And then that therapist became agoraphobic and never left the house again.
That same.
I would do the same thing.
I would, like.
That's so evil.
Like, does three sessions. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna kill myself if I ever have to go outside again.
So, this first episode of the Black Mirror, of this new season, is.
Rashida Jones dies.
It's. Yeah, she fucking dies, but.
Wait, don't tell me. I wanna see it.
Oh, it's so bad.
Okay.
It's so bad. It's like. Okay, so the two characters.
How does it compare to Severance?
Oh, Severance is fierce.
Oh.
Severance is good. Severance is sort of inspired by an episode, a White Christmas episode, with John Hamm, who. But I think the thing about the Black Mirror is it's sort of at its most fierce when it's a meditation on torture.
What? Yeah.
And Severance is kind of interesting because it complicates that, but. The first episode, the Irish actor, he's kind of well known, but I don't remember his name.
Not Paula Mescal.
They're married.
Because I wouldn't care.
They live in a beautiful house in, I guess, California or something.
Why is he Irish, though?
I don't know.
California.
But he's a welder. It's a manual job, but you make a bank, first of all. This is set
is
in present
real
day.
Life or?
Present day. This is just.
No, but like, do welders make a lot of money?
Yeah, welders make a lot of money. If you're doing industrial welding, like ship welding or something like that, or underwater welding, it's very lucrative.
Oh yeah, like that guy, the liver.
The liver.
The Biford dolphin incident.
The liver. So, the unaliver. So, he's a...
She got unalived.
I guess I'll never finish my story. Which isn't my story, by the way.
To, like, I was ready.
He is a welder. She works as a grade school teacher.
Sick.
And she... there's, like, one scene where she has a headache, and they're like, she has a tumor. It's not a tumor, but...
What was that?
It was a tumor. But the doctor was like, there's nothing we could do, but there's this weird thing, and I can, like, hook you up. And then, who's the woman who's in Blackish? She's very famous.
Tracy Ellis.
Tracy Ellis Ross is there. She's like, we are a startup, and we put a cloned piece of your wife's brain back in her brain, and we use part of her brain's calculating power when she's sleeping to power the other people's brains. And it's only $300 a month. Which, by the way, is nothing.
Wait, what?
And
so they had to remove the part.
They remove the tumor, they clone it, they put it back in, and then she basically...
interesting already.
It's conceptually, but it practically, like, no one did a second pass on the script.
She just, like, turns evil.
Well, she just sort of does turn evil because they're like...
No, they probably, like, upsell her
yeah,
things.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, $800 a month? That's a quarter of your rent if you rent in California. Like, move or sell your house. Or you're making a lot of money. You're not going on vacations. A welder and a school teacher, you're a dink, so you don't have a kid. None of it made sense, and it really pulled me out of it. It also wasn't that interesting, ultimately.
So what happened? Oh my God!
She fucking dies.
He turns evil, and then he
did
kills
she die
her.
Because she killed herself?
Well, she starts to get these ads, and she's at school.
She gets ads. Oh my!
I know.
God.
And a kid comes up, and he's like, "My mommy says we have to leave because my daddy gets mad all the time." And she's like, she like blacks out basically, and the ad plays from her, and she's like. Christian fellowship marriage counseling. Oh check it out. And then she unblacks. Yeah, and then she unblacks out and she's like, so I helped what I helped. And he.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it gets complicated. And they're like, well, if you don't want ads, you can do Hive Mind Plus or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, and then it really spirals out of control because they're like, or you can get super premium where you have this app on your phone and you can like turn up your like, I want to be able to fly a plane and you can like turn up.
That's wild.
But it's like, how many people are getting these such terrible tumors that they have to get cloned pieces of their brain?
Oh, you know, like I actually learned that. Recently, that during the East India Company in India, people who had like regular farms, they were forced to take money from the company.
Oh fuck!
Like, for example, they said no, I don't want the money. They will throw the money through the window, and then tell the police that they took the money when they try to return it, and
fucking
then
Christ.
Force them to not cultivate their crops and cultivate poppy instead.
That sounds interesting. This episode is not.
But this, similarly, like, I can totally see Facebook or whatever giving me cancer because they want to use part of my brain.
Oh.
Tracy Ellis Ross, yeah. She's giving me cancer.
Yeah.
Watch out, don't watch Blackish.
Yeah. What?
Do you want to give a recommendation?
I need to pee.
No. Sorry.
You don't want to give a recommendation? You're full of recommendations and throughout your life all the time.
I fell asleep watching La Jetée.
I don't know what that is.
It's like
sounds
some
French.
60s French film.
Oh my God.
That's like about like the
was
future.
It Le Samouraï?
No, La Jetée. La
Samouraï.
It's not that good. Well, it probably was good, but I fell asleep watching it, so.
Okay, I need to.
Okay, right, we gotta go. Bye.
Let's sign off. Bye.